This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, August 5th. God's word to you today is Destiny Dilemma, and this is part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Samuel 9, verse 1, and it says, "One day, David asked, 'Is anyone in Saul's family still alive? Anyone to whom I could show kindness for Jonathan's sake?'" 1 Samuel 20, verses 30 to 42, highlights Jonathan's destiny dilemma. Should Jonathan have gone with David, or did he do the right thing by staying with Saul? I know we dealt extensively with this in yesterday's devotional, but I want to share what I would have done with you. We need to visualize the scenarios that scripture presents us with as we dig into God's word. Yes, Jonathan loved David, but Jonathan was a man of war and a spiritual man. 1 Samuel 23 verse 17 says, "Don't be afraid," Jonathan reassured him. "My family will never find you. You're going to be the king of Israel, and I will be next to you, as my father Saul is well aware." From this passage, Jonathan obviously had accurate spiritual intelligence. If I were Jonathan, not only would I have left with David, I would have taken at least 2,000 men with me to join David. When we let sentiments affect our decisions, we derail our God-given destiny. Jonathan had the opportunity to stand side by side David and conquer, but instead, he died like a chicken because of Saul's foolishness. You love him, and he's your father, but you should love God more than your father. Did Jesus not say that if you do not forsake your family, you cannot be my disciple? Now let us shift the focus away from what Jonathan lost to what David lost. I wonder if David would have made the mistake of Bathsheba if Jonathan was with him. If David wanted to stay back during the war, Jonathan would not have let him. David had no one to lean on. What about the mistakes David made with his children? If Jonathan was still beside David, would David have carried out that census that caused Israel tens of thousands of men? If Jonathan was still with David, would David have made the huge errors he made because all he had was Joab? Joab was just after his own brutally vengeful agenda. It cost David a whole lot not having Jonathan beside him. Jonathan died at the Battle of Mount Gilboa, along with his father and brothers. Please read 2 Samuel 9, verses 1 to 7. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that everything that your fathers have lost will be restored to you. Amen. We see from this passage that not only was Jonathan committed to David, David was also committed to Jonathan, even after his death. Destiny connections stay true even when you are not present. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please give me a loyal spirit, loyal to God, and loyal to the people God has planted on the path of my destiny. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.